Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Pei Aleph on the base. We're holding on Pei Aleph on an Aleph, two lines in the bottom on Pei Aleph on an Aleph, in the middle of the line. So the Gemara is in the middle of bringing different Makairis for where we know the Azhara of the Chiv Inui on Yom Kippur. Where do we see in the Torah Remez that there's a Lais Asay, for the Chiv of Inui on Yom Kippur? So says the Gemara, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, that Yalev Shabbos Shabbosin Mishabbos Bereishis. We learn out the Gzeirah Shava of Shabbos Shabbosin to Yom Kippur from Shabbos Bereishis, from Shabbos. It says Shabbos Shabbosin by Yom Kippur, and it says Shabbos Shabbosin by Shabbos Kodesh. Ma'lo halon le'onash elam kin hizir. Just like by Shabbos, there's a le'isaseh. So afkan le'onash elam kin hizir. So to Yom Kippur, even though it doesn't say it in the first anywhere, really there is a le'isaseh for the Chiv of Inui. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says a similar makar, that Hu Gufei Shabbos Ikri, the Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos. You don't need the Gezer Shava from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur itself, we find that the Torah calls it Shabbos, Tichsev Tishpesu Shabbatchem. So since the Torah calls it Shabbos, it compares it to Shabbos, it's saying Tishpesu Shabbatchem, it's saying to rest on your, to keep your Shabbos, and it's referring really to Yom Kippur. So you see that Yom Kippur is called Shabbos, Memelo, it should be like Shabbos, just like Shabbos is a Leisa saying. So too, the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, the Inuyim, have a leis aseh. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Papa loy amar k'Rav Acha bar Yaakov. It makes sense that Rav Papa, he didn't say like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the crux of begufei adif, because why should we go, mimerchak tavi lachma, bring a makar, gzeir shava from Shabbos to Yom Kippur? We have Yom Kippur itself, it's called Shabbos. What do you need a gzeir shava for? So it's obviously much better to learn it out from the pasuk itself. There's no need to go so far for makaris. El Rav Acha bar Yaakov, my time loy amar k'Rav Papa. But what's the pshat that Rav Acha bar Yaakov didn't say like Rav Papa? Why didn't he just say simply that since Yom Kippur is called Shabbos, so Mamela, it's Bazara. Says the Gemara, Mi Baile Lechetetanya, because Rav Papa already used the pasuk of Tishpesu Shabbatchem for a different drasha. A drasha that we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says, V'nisim es nafshay seichem betisha lachoydash, so yachol yaschav yis'ane betisha. So I might think that a person has to start fasting on the ninth day, because it says, and you should afflict yourself, which we learned earlier really means to refrain from eating and drinking. And it says that you should do that on the ninth day of the month. Yom Kippur is the tenth day of the month. So why does it say the ninth day? It sounds like from the pasuk that you're supposed to start fasting on the ninth already. And it's a two-day fast. It's a ninth day and tenth day of Tishrei fast. Tamalaymar be'erev. Then no, you fast on the ninth day at night. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, I be'erev yachom ishetachshach. So I might think you only start fasting at night of the ninth, meaning by Leil Yom Kippur. Tamalaymar betisha. It says no, it says on the ninth day. So haketzat, so how are we going to use both of these terminologies, the ninth day and at night? So maschil misanim b'oid yoyim, because you start right before the nightfall, you start on the ninth day, you're maisif michal alakodesh, mikansha maisifin michal alakodesh. So this pasuk is the makar that you have to add michal alakodesh, you're supposed to add to Yom Kippur a little bit before. This only teaches me about going into Yom Kippur. That going into Yom Kippur, you're supposed to add some time, Michal al-Kaidesh. So that's a makar for before Yom Kippur. But says the Gemara, how do we know that even after Yom Kippur is over, Matzah Yom Kippur, they're supposed to be Maisav Michal al-Kaidesh, Tamalai Mermi Erev ad Erev, that it's the same, just like in Erev Yom Kippur, you're Maisav Michal al-Kaidesh, so too, it's at that time the next day, also you're Maisav Michal al-Kaidesh, also on the way out. So now, this is the Makar that we're Maisav Michal al-Kaidesh when it comes to Yom Kippur. So now switch the gear, so says the Gemara, Shabbos is Minayin, how do we know on Shabbos that there's a Chiv to be Maisav Michal al-Kodesh, what we would call Tesefe Shabbos. How do we know the idea of Tesefe Shabbos? Says the Gemara, says the Braiso, Tamulaymer, Tishbisu. Tishbisu teaches us also about Shabbos. Ein liyala Shabbosis, Yamim Toivim Minayin. How do we know also in Yamtiv that there's a Chiyav of Tesefe Yamtiv? Tamulaymer Shabbatchem. So that's what Rav Acha bar Yaakov uses this pasuk for. He couldn't learn out from Tishpesu Shabbatchem the fact that there's a leis aseh, because he used this pasuk to teach us Tishpesu Shabbos and Tishpesu Yom Tov, that we know already Tishpesu Yom Kippurim. He uses Tishpesu and Shabbatchem to teach us about Tishpesu Shabbos and Tishpesu Yom Tov. So haketzad, so what comes out from this drasha is that kol makom shenemer shvois meisifim michal al kodesh, that any time there's a chiyuv of shvois, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, what comes out is that there's always a chiyuv idea of Tosafos to be Maisif Michal al Kodesh. Interestingly, the Rambam famously does not bring down the Chiyuv of Tosaf Shabbos. So it's the Chayim asked, the Mepharshim point out, what's Pshat that the Rambam doesn't bring down Tosaf Shabbos? So the Megadim has a Geshmak HaChashmin. The Megadim in Eshel Avram and Hilchas Shabbos and Simon Reish Samach Aleph Sivkot and Ches. So he says that, because the Rambam Shita is that Safik Daraisa is Lekula. Really, midaraisa suffik like daraisa zakula. It's only midarabanan that we say suffik daraisa lachamra. But really, on a daraisa level, you're allowed to be make on sveikus daraisa. So it comes out bina shmashois on Shabbos. Really, midaraisa, you're allowed to do malacha because suffik daraisa zakula. So bina shmashois, which is a suffik. So really, it's not Shabbos according to the Rambam. Midaraisa, it's not Shabbos. It's vaday not. You're allowed to be make. So if so, the fact that the Rambam already brings down the din of Bein HaShemashah, not doing Malacha, that really already incorporates then Taisva Shabbos. Because Midaraisa, that's not part of Shabbos, because Tavik Daraisa Lekula. So you're already Yaitza, your Chi of Daraisa of Taisva Shabbos, by keeping Bein HaShemashah. So that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it down. But Lamaisa, the way most Rishonim hold is that Savik Daraisa is the Chumra Midaraisa. And if so, you can't be Yaitze Taisa Shabbos or Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, during this Man of Bein HaShemashos, and therefore we have to add even outside of Bein HaShemashos. That's the Prima Gadim's Cheshbin and why the Rambam doesn't bring down the din of Taisa Shabbos. But Al-Kopanim, so this is all to answer why Rav Acha Bar Yaakov doesn't say like Rav Papa. Why he doesn't say that the Drush, why he doesn't say that we learn it now Migufei Dekra, from Tishmasu Shabbatchem. The answer is because he already has something else which he learns from that Pasuk. Says the Gemara right there now, V'tana de Etzem Etzem. We mentioned on Pe'afam and Aleph, a Tana who learned from Etzem Etzem, he learned out that there's no Azhara on Tezis Yom Kippurim, no Einish of Karis on Tezis Yom Kippurim, from the fact that it says Etzem, Be'etzem Ayayim Azeh. So L'chayra, that drush itself is Muchach, that there's a Din Tezis Yom Kippur. Because if you needed me to tell me that it's only Be'etzem Ayayim Azeh, that there's an Azhara on Echi of Karis, it must be outside of that Zman. It must be that there's such a thing called outside of that Zman, that there's such a din of Taisus Yom Kippurim. So says the Gemara, V'tana de'atzim etzim, hai b'tisha l'chaydash may avalei. So what does he learn now from this pasuk of tisha l'chaydash? He already has a makar for the din of Taisus Yom Kippurim. So why does the Torah say b'tisha l'chaydash b'erev? What does he do with this whole pasuk? Says the Gemara, mi b'ayle l'chadatan yichiyah b'arav midifti. He uses it for that which Chiyah Barav Midifti taught, which we had in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Tani Chiyah Barav Midifti, V'anisa Mesnaf Sheseichem B'tisha, the Pasuk says you're supposed to fast on the ninth day. The question is, V'chi B'tisha Mesanin, do we really fast on the ninth? V'aloi B'asar Mesanin, don't we fast on the tenth? Elo Leiman Lecha, the Pasuk is coming to teach you, the Kol Eicha V'shoyse B'chi, Malo Lavakasav Kilu Esanin Chi V'asiri, that if you eat on the ninth day, you have the Chiyah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and if you fulfill that mitzvah of eating, so the Torah considers it. Hashem considers it as if he gave us a chiyuv to fast on the ninth day, and that we fasted on the ninth and the tenth, that we kept our mitzvahs. So, but really, it's teaching us about the chiyuv to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So that's what he'll learn, that's what the Tan of Etzem Etzem will learn from this pasuk. We said in the Mishnah, Avol Eichlin She'enu Royin L'Achilo, food that's not Royin L'Achilo, so if you eat it on Yom Kippur, you're potter. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kas Pilpili B'Yayim Kippuri Potter. Because of this halacha, so if one chews on peppercorns on Yom Kippur, being that it's not Derech Achilo, so it's not Mias V'Daite, so therefore he's going to be potter. Similarly, Kas Zangvila B'Yayim Kippuri Potter. If a person chews ginger, raw ginger on Yom Kippur, for the same reason he's going to be potter. In fact, the Gemara, now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha both on the din of the peppercorns and on the din of the ginger. First, the Gemara is going to ask on the peppercorns. Meisvei, in fact, the Gemara, Hai Rabbi Meir used to say, Mimash Mishanemar, from already from the Mashmais of the Pasuk, which says, that it's a chiv to keep the dinei arlo, that the first 3 years that the fruits grow, you can't eat from it, and it says that which trees you have to refrain from eating its fruits, Arlasam Espirioi, its fruit. So, obviously, I already know from the Mashmois of the Pasuk that we're talking about fruit-bearing trees, because the Pasuk says, it's fruits. So, it's obviously a fruit-bearing tree that has a chi of arla. So, why does this Pasuk have to specify that we're talking about a fruit-bearing tree? So rather, it must be to be marbe that there's another type of tree that's chayev in Arla. And that is, eight shatam, eight so yupir yoyishava. It's coming to be marbe a certain type of tree that's an eitz meichel, that the eitz itself, that the bark of the tree tastes like the fruit. And what type of tree is that? Heavy aimer is a pilpul, and it's referring to a peppercorn bush. Which first of all teaches us the fact that peppercorns are chayv in arla, meaning you might have thought that maybe it's considered a vegetable because of the way it grows. Kamash mulan, that no, it's considered a fruit, and therefore it's chayv in arla. And also it's coming to teach us that it's coming to teach us also the fact that Eretz Yisrael is not lacking anything. That Eretz Yisrael has peppercorns, bushes growing in it. Shanemar, as the pasuk says, leisechzar kol ba, that nothing's missing from Eretz Yisrael. But the point is that you see from the fact that it's chayv in arla, it must be it's considered a fruit. So you see, it is roi lachila, it is derech achila to eat peppercorns. So how could he say that one who chews on a peppercorn on Yom Kippur, that he's going to be putter, seemingly because it's not derech achila, it's not roi lachila? We see from this halach of arla that it is chayv in arla, that it is considered a fruit. So says the Gemara, there's different types of peppercorns. Leikasha, haber tifso, v'habi aveshto. One's talking about when it's fresh, when it's moist, so then it's a roi la'achilo. That's when it's chayv in arla. And one's talking about once it's dried out, so then already it's not roi la'achilo. That peppercorn, if you chew on it on Yom Kippur, you're going to be pater. Says the Gemara now, a second kasha on the second din of the ginger. Amar le Ravina l'mreimar, v'ha'amar Rav Nachman. How could he say that one who chews ginger on Yom Kippur is potter? But Rav Nachman said that hay himalto da'asimi behinduye, that this dish, which is made out of ginger, which comes from behinduye, from the Goyim, from, Rashi says it's Eretz Kush, perhaps Ethiopia, Africa. So this dish that comes from the Goyim, it's not a problem of Bishul Akum. Shari, it's mutter, you're allowed to eat it, it's not a problem of Bishul Akum. And the bracha on the dish is bari priyadama. So you see from the fact that it's mut, that it doesn't have a din of bishul akum. Why luchar? It's a kasha. Why doesn't it have an isser bishul akum? If the goyim cooked the dish, so it should be considered bishul akum. And the answer is because there's a din in bishul akum that something which you could have eaten raw, so then there's no problem if a guy cooks it. It's only a problem if a guy cooks something which you couldn't eat raw. Let's say a guy cooks something of deli or something like that which you could have eaten it raw. So then there's no problem with bishul akum because bishul akum is only on something which couldn't have been eaten raw. Now from the fact that this ginger dish does not have an isser of bishul akum, it must be it's because ginger you could eat raw. So how could you tell me that someone who chews ginger on Yom Kippur, that he's going to be putter because it's not derech achila, and therefore it's not miasvedaite? We see from the fact that there's no isser bishul akum on this cooked dish, that ginger is eaten raw. It is roi l'achila. So says the Gemara Leikasho, Haber Tivzo Abi Aveshto, same tirat as before. The different types of ginger, when it's moist and fresh, so then in a chanami, then it's roi l'achila even raw. And that's when it's not a problem of bishul akum. But once it's dried out, so then it's no longer roi l'achila. And that's when someone who eats it on Yom Kippur, he's going to be potter. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. Achol Ali Kanim, Potter, if a person eats the leaves of a reed, so that's not Derech Achilo, and therefore he's going to be Potter, it's not Roy Lachilo. Lulave Gefanim, if a person eats the shoots of a grapevine, so then he's going to be Chayiv. That is roi la'achila. However, says the Braisa, that Eloheinu lavei gefanim, the following are lulavei gefanim. It's this type, specific type, of lulavei gefanim that you're going to be chay for eating on Yom Kippur. Amar Rav Yitzchak Megidla, kol sheliv levu mei Rosh Hashanah v'ayom Kippurim. It's only if it's very young, if it started to blossom within the last 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, that's when you're going to be chay for eating it on Yom Kippur. But if Kahana Amar, he has a larger shear, kol shleishim yom, as long as it started growing, started blossoming within the last 30 days, so then you're going to be chay for eating it on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavase Rav Yitzchak Megidla, Acho Ali Kanim v'patim v'lulavi gefanim chayiv, same din that we just said in the Braisa, but this Braisa concludes that Elu Heinu Lavi Gefanim, the following is considered Lulavi Gefanim that you're chayiv for on Yom Kippur. Kol sheliv levu mi Rosh Hashanah v'yanim mikipurim. So mamish like Rav Yitzchak Megidla said, that's only things that blossomed within the last 10 days. That's when you're going to be chayiv for eating these shoots that grow by the grapevine. The Mishnah said, Shasat Sir Ay Mayrias Potter. It says if you eat different types of these fish juices, the juices that come out when you salt it, or fish oils, so then you're going to be potter. Because these things are like mamish navroi la'achila by themselves. But it's mashma from the Mishnah, says the Gemara, ha'chay me'tzchayiv, it's mashma, only these things you're potter, because these are like very navroi la'achila. But something like vinegar, so then you're going to be chayiv for drinking it on Yom Kippur, even if you drink it plain. So masnis and money, who is the tan of our Mishnah? It's Rebbe, who taka said this din, the tani we learned in the Braisa, that Rebbe Aimer, Chaimetz Meshav Esa Nefesh, that Chaimetz gives Yishav Adas, it's Miyas Vadaite, and therefore, one who eats Chaimetz by itself even, on Yom Kippur, he's gonna be Chayiv. Says the Gemara, Darshav Gido Bar Menashev, Mibirei Denerish, Rav Gido Bar Menashev, from this place, Abirei Denerish, he darshant, that ain't a lacha k'rebi, the lacha is not like Rebbe, that you're Chayiv for vinegar, rather, one who drinks vinegar plain on Yom Kippur, he's gonna be Potter. Lashana the following year, after Rav Gidol said this drasha, so Nafki Kuli Almo, so everyone in this town went out, and Mazgu Vishasu Chalo, so they went and they diluted their vinegar with some water, and they drank it on Yom Kippur. What a great heter. Rav Gidol gave them a heter to have this vinegar, so they put in some water, and they drank it on Yom Kippur. Shama Rav Gidol, when Rav Gidol heard about this, V'ikbat, he got very upset. Amar, he said, first of all, Emer da Amriano, when did I say that it's mut, that your potter, I just said that b'di'eved, one who did such a thing, he's potter, he's not chayiv. V'chatchilu mi Amri, did I say it's mutter? I just said potter. I just said that if you do it, so you're not chayiv, kares, you're not chayiv anything for eating such a thing on Yom Kippur. I didn't say it's mutter l'chatchilu to go drink it. And also, Emer da Amriano porta. Tuva mi amri. I said a little bit is fine, but if you drink a lot of it, so then that is me takes away. It does take away from the inoy. That is mi asvadaite. And I never gave a heter to. I never said you're potter if you drink a lot of it. And thirdly, imr damri anochai. When did I say that you're potter? That's only if you have raw vinegar. Mazug mi amri. Did I say that even if you have it diluted, so then you're also going to be potter if you have diluted vinegar? Avada diluted vinegar, you're going to be chayiv. And therefore, he was very upset when he found out about this practice, which the place can point out from this Gemara, a lesson in being a Meira a Rav who passed in Shailas, so he has to be very careful, especially when giving drasha, saying over halachos to the Hamayin Am, he has to be very careful with the way he gives over certain kulais, because it's the natural tendency of people to extend things and to stretch things, even ever so slightly, and they could end up doing, like happened in this case, Isser Kareis, Mamish, I saw in Shailas and Truvas, Ish Matzliach, or Matzliach Mazuz, so he brings from the Ben Ishchai, that the Ben Ishchai was matur under certain conditions to ride a bike on Shabbos. Lamaisa, the minhag is not to ride a bike. So he says, this mamish, this vart. He points to you, he's mitzayin, our gemara, yuma. And he says, mamish, this vart, that to be matter something with all these different conditions is mamish, is not the right thing, because over time, and you see from the fact that we didn't take on this heter, that over time, the conditions get forgotten and the heter is remembered. So people continue on with the heter to use the thing, and they forget about the conditions, and it was only mutter on this condition and that condition, and only b'shas adchak. I saw a lesson of Rashi in Sefer HaParadeis, he brings some Rashi, that Rashi said as follows, that min hagam shel b'nei adam, the minung, the practice of people, that once you're matter for them something, even though you were only matter for them, you said b'shasad chak, this thing is mutter. The natural tendency is that they then assume that, oh, it must be its mutter. It was mutter b'shasad chak, so it must be its mutter. And really, that's not the way it works. Something could be gray, and it could be that really it's not so mutter, but in this condition and whatever. So then we could be saimich on a certain shita, and then it's mutter. But the natural tendency is the person, he doesn't look at it like that. And he looks at it like, oh, it was mutter b'shasad chak, so it must be, it's just mutter l'chadchila. Like what happened really in this story. That he told them it's mutter b'di'eved. If a person did it, he's potter. They took it. It's mutter l'chadchila. Again, just you see from here how careful a rav has to be when saying over different halachos.